What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
We specialize term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today.
800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Come fly with me, let's fly away.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I'm so glad you're with us today. We are going hotel trotting is what we're going to do today. You know, we used to do something a lot, and we really haven't done it in a while. Today almost approaches. We used to do something called hotel check-in, and we'd start off somewhere like Athens and then go someplace like Budapest and maybe London or Dublin or, I don't know, Barcelona, and then maybe stop off in New York and somewhere in Chicago and someplace in California and end up in Hawaii or Tokyo or Bangkok. And check in with hoteliers. You can learn so much doing that about what's going on in various parts of the world and why you should go to that destination and why you should stay in the place we're talking about. Very cool. We're two-thirds of the way there today because we're going to start off on the West Coast and we're going to be talking with a very experienced hotelier. And then we're going to stop in Chicago. And I'm going to keep the rest as a surprise for you. So I hope you plan to spend the next 3 hours with us. And if you have to leave us at any point, know that by probably Wednesday of this week coming up, we'll have at travelers411.com the podcasts for not only today's show of Travel with Stephanie Abrams, but also of yesterday's Travelers 411. And that stays for a year, so you can download us and take us with you and catch up on whatever you missed or whatever you need to hear again, or send an alert to somebody you love and start planning together to meet someplace we've talked about. And simultaneously, when we get the podcasts up, that's the royal we. I have nothing to do with it. I have such a wonderful tech team. Bless their hearts. They also will have archived audio in the show notes, in the directory. Go to travelers411.com, click on directory, and if you want to go, you can look at the newest directories, or you can do it alphabetically. And there's a little keypad on the screen. Click on the first letter of whatever it is you're looking for, and the index of everything archived under that letter will come up, and just scroll down till you find what you're looking for. But if you just missed something today, then you're going to want to just have it come up by newest. And then you'll find it. And the archived audio and the directories are fabulous because you've got the name of the people and their title, and you've got links to the archived audio and to the podcasts and to their website so you can see what they're all about. And hopefully it will stimulate your, put your backfield in motion and get you ready to pack and start traveling. You know what I started about 2 months ago? And I am about to grab that bag again. About 2 months ago, I took out a rollerboard bag and I packed enough for 2.5 good solid days of traveling plus whatever I was wearing on the day that I was departing wherever I'm going. And all I have to put in there are some last minute things like jewelry and medication. And that's about it, because I now have duplicate everything, duplicate makeup items. And I'm packed and ready to go, because the one thing I don't enjoy about traveling is packing and unpacking at the end of the trip. I'm not crazy about it. That part's not so much fun. So I now have taken the pain out of that. As soon as I unpack, whatever's in there goes in the wash. I repack for the next trip. I'm ready for daytime, nighttime. I'm telling ladies, black slacks, nice looking black slacks, and a black and or white top and a couple of scarves, and you've got like 4 nights worth of clothes. Shoes you're wearing, a pair of sneakers in case you decide to do some exercise, or you're going to be walking in the Black Forest or something. Wouldn't that be nice? So I just throw that out at you because I want you to get your traveling shoes on. And we're going to go off and talk with a hotelier who probably has more hotels to talk about than we could possibly fit in an hour or one show. But we're going to make a good attempt at a good start. And we're going to do that right after this.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you in part by the Boston Symphony Orchestra, featuring singer-songwriter Natalie Merchant on Sunday, July 2nd at 7 p.m. at Tanglewood in Lenox, Massachusetts. Merchant began her career with the alternative rock band 10,000 Maniacs in 1981 and will make her Tanglewood debut on July 2nd at 7 p.m. Get tickets at 888-266-1200 or at bso.org.
I have on the line with me Greg Alden. He's the president and CEO of Woodside Hotels. And I can't tell you how blessed I feel that, A, I've got his attention. This is one busy man. And, B, I can introduce him to you so we can learn together in depth what Woodside Hotels is all about. He's actually on his cell phone, pulled off the side of the road somewhere in California. At least I think he's in California, so that we don't have to worry about his signal breaking up or him going flying off a hillside or down into a gully somewhere. Thank you so much, Greg, for making time for us today. Where are you?
Hi, Stephanie. It's great to be here. Thanks. I am in I'm in the parking lot of a Vagabond Inn somewhere off of the freeway here in Northern California in the San Francisco Bay Area.
Oh, wow. How's the weather?
It's not bad. You know, we've had a wet winter this year, which has been great for the mountains and great for a water table, but it's kind of still lingered and still a bit overcast today.
Our creative director lived a total of 10 years in San Francisco, just finished up his stay in San Francisco and has moved back east. And he used to say that in San Francisco, if the sun disappears for 3 days, whether it's gray or it's raining, by the third day, people are suicidal. It's like the sun is never coming back. it's almost like, you know, some alien people who are nervous about, you know, the sun god has left us and is never returning. Life is finished.
We get spoiled pretty quickly, or either that or pretty soft out here. But,
my mother lived for many years in a beautiful apartment complex, and when someone was moving in, the painters would leave the door open, and partly to help air out the whatever they were painting. And she would say when she'd walk by, "People are moving in from California," and I'd say, "How do you know?" And she'd say, "Because they're painting all the walls yellow." Yeah, she lived in New York, I should add that. So, but she would say people from California, the first thing they do is they move in, they paint all the walls yellow because they need that bright yellow sunshine even when it's not sunshine.
You want to make it sunny.
I love it. How long have you lived in California?
Oh, I'm a native. Born and raised. I spent my university years in New England, but came back.
Okay, so let's be less vague. Where were you born?
I was born in Palo Alto, Stanford University.
Oh, gorgeous.
Hospital.
Gorgeous.
Yep.
You didn't know a family named Morgenstern, did you?
Morgenstern. It doesn't ring a bell.
I'm still trying to track somebody down, so every time I hear Palo Alto, I have to ask. And you went to school where in New England?
Dartmouth College, Hanover, New Hampshire.
I know exactly where it is.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. You said that strangely. Yeah.
I did. Yeah, great part of the world up there. I miss my time in New Hampshire.
Well, I wish you'd come back and visit us. We're in Western Massachusetts, and our studio is in the shopping arcade that is kind of snug around the lobby of the Berkshire Crown Plaza Hotel in Pittsfield, Massachusetts, the heart of Berkshire County. Did you ever get to Berkshire County when you were in New Hampshire?
Never did. No.
Oh, Lord. Got to come back.
All right.
You've got to come back.
Put it on the list.
Absolutely. We got it. We're going to entice you. We're going to get you here. And I'll introduce you to all kinds of people that you're going to want to know so they can learn more about Woodside Hotels. And we're going to take a quick commercial break and come back. How many hotels do you have?
We operate 9 hotels in Northern California.
Wow. Well, we got to really get into that. That's a lot of serious content. So gear up, everybody. Tighten your seatbelt, because we're going to blast off to learn more about Woodside Hotels with its president and CEO, Greg Alden, right after these important messages. Pay attention. There's a test after it. This is Stephanie Abrams. Don't leave me.
Today's show is brought to you by Malta, where Mediterranean walled cities, Baroque towns, sleepy villages, and bustling fishing ports provide visitors with an abundance of unique experiences, charming cafes, nightlife, clubs, restaurants, and glorious pastry shops that remind travelers of Baroque living. For details, go to visitmalta.com.
Looking for great island destinations that have beautiful beaches and amazing sightseeing and shopping? Try Malta. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Just off the coast of Italy, with 3 islands for travelers to explore, you'll find walled cities, Baroque towns, sleepy villages, gorgeous seaside resorts, wonderful hotels and spas, great restaurants, beautiful beaches, the spiritual paths of St. Paul, and the Cathedral of the Knights of the Order of St. John. Whatever your interest, you'll find it in Malta. Whether it's bustling fishing ports that provide you with an abundance of unique experiences, charming cafes, nightlife, clubs, restaurants, and glorious pastry shops that remind travelers of Baroque living, incredible architecture, historic forts, and a world of art, rare books, and botanical gardens make Malta a must-visit experience. For details, go to visitmalta.com.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Choose from several Amtrak routes that reach all corners of New York State. Take in the beauty of Niagara Falls and Lake Placid, or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings, while enjoying spacious seats, easy boarding, and free Wi-Fi. That's the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. After you book and save 15% on your next trip, visit NewYorkByRail.com for additional destination information to plan activities for your visit. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. For details, visit Amtrak.com.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Biz Talk Radio.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you by Amtrak. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Plan your 15% saving getaway today at Amtrak.com or ILoveNY.com.
It's called Hernando's Hideaway.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Recently, I had on Max Compagnon, the general manager of the Napa Valley Lodge in Napa Valley, California. And I had on Darren Pound, who's the general manager of the Dream Inn in Santa Cruz. And they were so interesting. And what particularly interested me was, aside from their own personal passion for what they do and the hotels that they oversee and the guest experiences that they are so concerned about, that they are both part of Woodside Hotels. And Woodside Hotels, I have learned in the last segment from its president and CEO, Greg Alden, has 9 properties in Northern California. So I want to know more about all that, and that's why I invited Greg to come and join us today. Rattle off slowly, because I don't take shorthand, but I'm really good at abbreviating things. So where are your 9 properties located, Greg?
Thanks, Stephanie. So we operate 9 hotels. They're all independent hotels, and they have sort of their own unique individual brand. But we, you know, we focus so much on sort of celebrating that destination and what makes their location special. And so they're located from south to north. How's that sound?
That works.
Our southernmost property is in the Carmel Valley, down on the beautiful Monterey Peninsula.
Gorgeous.
And that's the Bernardus Lodge and Spa. It's right in the beautiful sunny Carmel Valley, surrounded by vineyards. And then about 30 minutes away from there, in the town of Monterey, right on Cannery Row, overlooking the Monterey Bay, we have the Monterey Plaza Hotel and Spa. And if you drive about 45 minutes north from Monterey, you get to Santa Cruz, which, as you just mentioned, is the Dream Inn Hotel, which is right on a beach in Santa Cruz, right next to the pier and the Great Boardwalk. And if you drive about 45 to an hour north of Santa Cruz, you get to the Silicon Valley and the Palo Alto Menlo Park area. And in Menlo Park, we operate the Stanford Park Hotel. And keep going north, you'll come into San Francisco, and in Pacific Heights on Pacific Avenue in the lovely Pacific Heights region of San Francisco, we operate the Hotel Drisco. Across the bay over in the East Bay in a town called Lafayette near Walnut Creek, we operate the Lafayette Park Hotel and Spa. And then if you move north up into Napa Valley, you've got in the center of the Napa Valley the town of Yountville, which is where our Napa Valley Lodge is, which you just mentioned earlier. And then north of Yountville, 2 towns north, you come into the lovely little town of Calistoga. And in Calistoga, we operate the Indian Springs Resort. And then if you head directly west out to the coast from Calistoga, you'll be on the Sonoma Coast. And on the Sonoma Coast, we operate the Bodega Bay Lodge. So those are the 9 properties. They're all no more than 2-hour drive from my office in the Menlo Park area.
Okay, so the only hotel I missed was, what's the name of the one in Walnut Creek?
That's the Lafayette Park Hotel and Spa.
Now, were these all existing properties that you brought together in a management organization, or how does this work?
Yeah, so my parents started the business in the early 1970s, and they started the core of it and built and developed from the ground up the first 5 properties that are part of our group. And then over the last handful of years, we've grown our management business and have operated hotels that are existing hotels for other owners. So it's a combination of hotels that we own as well as operate for other people, as well as ones that we've built and ones that have been sort of pre-existing.
Wow. That's quite a thing to be in charge of.
But, you know, our core focus is, in order for it to be a property that makes sense for our group, is it has to occupy a place in that location that is, you know, highly desirable, highly distinguished, either on the water or in the middle of the vineyards, or in the case of Indian Springs, having natural thermal waters to power the spa and the pools, or in the case of our Stanford Park Hotel, to be across from Stanford University. There has to be some inherent reason why that hotel is there, and that we can tie it into that local community and have sort of a story to tell around it.
Wow.
Because short of that, it just doesn't make sense for us to want to take it on.
It's a combination of the names of the properties and the location in which they are found creates a mind picture that is gorgeous. I mean, Carmel, Monterey, I mean, these are iconic places. Just iconic places. And the other places, as you listed them, going through California, yeah, yummy. And and most of them, well, many, how many did I write down the word spa? 1, 2, probably 4.
Yeah, that's right. We operate 4 spas.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's not the usual amenity. You know, that's not the same as having a physical fitness room.
Right.
You know, when somebody uses the word spa, it tells you more. What's the average size of your properties in terms of the number of bedroom accommodations?
Yeah, so it's quite a wide range. The smallest property we operate would be the Hotel Drisco in Pacific Heights in San Francisco, and that's 48 guest rooms. It is our Monterey Plaza Hotel, which is 300 guest rooms. So in that range, from basically 50 to 300.
Wow.
I think, you know, once you get below 50 rooms, we lose the scale to be able to deliver the service we want to deliver and have the amenities like the spa or the fitness center or the restaurants that we want to be able to offer our guests.
Yeah, well, it becomes very difficult. I mean, you need one general manager, whether you've got 20 rooms or you've got 300 rooms. You still only need one general manager. That's the reason why the cruise industry abandoned the small ship concept, because they only need one captain, regardless of the size of the ship. So, you know, you start to look at what the costs are and the return on investment. It becomes more difficult with something smaller, unless it is, you know, incredible and the kind of unique place that people will seek out, and keep your occupancy high enough so you don't lose your shirt trying to run the place.
Yeah, that's true. Especially the cost of operations in Northern California, unfortunately, has only gone up.
Oh, no kidding. No kidding. I mean, San Francisco is the most expensive city in America to live in. I mean, the cost of real estate is just incredible. So, you know, that whole region is just, but there's good reason. It's, you know, it's glorious. So if you want to go to a place that's glorious, this is a good place on the map to put a circle around. We're going to take a quick commercial break and come back, because I have so many questions. So stay with me, everybody. We're talking with Greg Alden, the president and CEO of Woodside Hotels. And while we're in our commercial break, you can check out woodsidehotels.com, as long as you can pay attention to commercials at the same time. We'll be right back.
Portions of today's show are brought to you by Tourism Ireland, celebrating Ireland's wild Atlantic way. Visit Ireland.com.
Hernando's Hideaway. Golden Finger Bowl or any place you go.
Have you been to Serendipity 3? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street between 2nd and 3rd Avenues in New York City, offers their signature frozen hot chocolate and hot fudge sundaes. Yum. Hungry? Have a yummy brunch, lunch, pre- and post-theater dinners and munchables in an atmosphere designed to make the best memories. The haunt of celebrities and people in the know for over five decades, Serendipity 3 is open Sunday to Thursday from 11 a.m. to midnight and Saturdays until 1 a.m. A New York City visit is incomplete without a stop at Serendipity 3. Before you leave there, pick up a copy of my novel Rumors from their darling gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching BizTV? With the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, BizTV is the network you should be watching. Success stories, new ideas turned into businesses, programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. BizTV is for those who want to succeed. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618. National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now.
800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Biz Talk Radio.
Today's show is brought to you in part by Aer Lingus, Ireland's four-star airline, flying to over 25 destinations in Europe from Hartford, Connecticut's Bradley International Airport. For great value flights and award-winning Irish hospitality, book now at AerLingus.com.
Yeah, everything's rosy down at the cozy.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
On the line with me is Greg Alden, president and CEO of Woodside Hotels, who's been kind enough in his crazy busy day to pull off to the side of the road somewhere in Northern California into a parking lot. And you gave a nice plug to the Vagabond Hotel that's not even part of your group. I thought for sure when you said I pulled off the road into the parking lot of the Vagabond Hotel that I was going to learn that was one of your properties.
No, it's, yeah, it's... I can assure you, it definitely is not.
Yeah, well, just go in and tell them how nice you were to them today.
I will. Give them a nice plug.
Yeah, no kidding. So let's talk a little bit about, you know, I'm. Can I ask a really terrible question? How old are you?
I am, I turned 45 on Friday.
Oh, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Well, very nice. So,
and
I think in terms of, all right, because you sounded like a guy that was not yet part of the Over the Hill gang. And here you are, the president and CEO, masterfully handling this management of 9 properties in Northern California. Even if we average them out at what, say, 100 rooms on average, you know, if we just add them all up and divide them by 9,
sure.
I don't know, maybe get 100, 150, you know, times. So you're looking at over 1,000 rooms that, you know, you're in charge of making sure that everybody's happy. First, that the customers, the guest is happy, that the staff is happy, because you don't have a happy staff, you don't have happy guests. That's just how it works. You know, and that everything that needs to be done is taken care of. Now, you mentioned earlier that your folks started this company, and they started by building hotels, and there were the first 5 that they, you know, brought into the world like babies. And I have to imagine that you learned an amazing amount about hotel development, operations, and management just sitting having dinner at the kitchen table in your family's home.
Oh, yeah. Well, you mean, and more than that, being dragged on, you know, my summer days. You know, my dad would have to go to the property, throw a new mattress on the roof of the Volvo, and say, Greg, come on, we're going to Bodega Bay today. They need a new bed. So we would jump in the car, and I'd say goodbye to summer camp, and we'd drive up the coast and be there. And you know, my father was he was an attorney before getting in the hotel business, and so he was just a creative, entrepreneurial guy. He really understood a sense of place, and he understood hospitality. So when he built the company, you know, the whole origin, we weren't saddled by a big Marriott mentality or a big corporate mentality. It wasn't like it was started by someone who came from Hyatt and said, "I'm going to now run independent hotels." This came from someone who had he and my mom had just an innate passion for wanting to sort of celebrate what they found was so special about Northern California. And so he really rewrote the rules on a lot of things he did in the early years on how we sort of provided hospitality or how we designed hotels that he ultimately built. And so he really had a fresh approach, and we kind of created the roadmap for our organization as we went along, which I was able to see as it evolved growing up. And I saw the areas where it succeeded and, you know, candidly, the areas where it didn't work so well. So when I took the company over about 12 years ago, I was able to sort of leverage that background, that foundation, and take the business into the next generation.
Wow. Yeah, that makes a difference. You know, having that grounding in a family business. Also, you know, I know a lot of people, especially in Ireland, where families, the business was started however many generations ago, and And particularly as it relates to hotels, it's also true of farms and other businesses in Ireland. But the business was started by a family member, parents, grandparents, great-grandparents. And, you know, and it started just as a kind of inn or guest house, and somebody kept building rooms on. And, you know, today it's hundreds of rooms, and maybe they own more than one hotel. But there is a difference in a family-run and operated hotel business that is different from, you know, when you go to a brand that you know and you love, and you know you have a certain level of expectation, and you know everybody is nice and professional, but there is, I don't know, there's this little warmth quality that's missing. And, you know, yeah. You feel it when, and I bet you feel it within your group, too, because you've got 9 hotels laid out in a way that if you wanted to spend 2 weeks in Northern California, you could spend, you know, all of that time in your hotels, or maybe somebody might stay in 6 or 7 of them as they spend a night or two hither and yon, and then wind up somewhere else in a very good place with a very fine reputation with very skilled professional people. And the minute they walk in the door, they're going to feel the difference.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, you know it. It happens to me all the time. And, you know, the place that it happened, that it's most recognizable is when we're traveling in Ireland. Because, you know, we'll stay for, you know, a week or 2 weeks, and, you know, the owner is there. There's somebody from the family that greets you in the lobby. You know, it all trickles down. You feel it all, even if you never see the owner. And you see it in a very different way. And then you check in someplace that is, you know, not family-owned and operated. And you know it the minute you walk in the door. There's just something different. And it's not that there's anything wrong with the place. It's just you don't, you know, there's something, the electricity and the passion in the air is just not there. It's just not there. So, bravo to you. I think this is very cool.
Yeah, thanks. No, I think it's true regarding the family aspect. But it's also, I think, it's also involved in the fact that we're regional, and we can physically, whether we're family or not, we can physically be at all the properties, you know, within a 2-hour drive. You know, there's something, this is still a very local business. It's still a very hands-on business, and you know, being in the service culture, you need to be there, you need to see there, you need to talk to your guests and talk to your associates. And if you're, you know, if you're headquartered in Texas and you're trying to run a property in the Napa Valley, you just can't physically, you just don't know your customer and your team nearly as well because of just the geographic range. So, you know, so we made a conscious decision early on to say we just want to focus on this wonderful region of the world, and we're not going to be the biggest, but we at least will try to be the best for this one part of the country.
Well,
and
the other thing that's, you know, relevant, you know, in that regard is far too often people who have to make decisions in a company of substantial size, even if they go and visit the place, they don't stay long enough to really know the place. You know, they more or less know of it. They've visited. They haven't spent enough time to really get a feeling for what support the staff needs, and, you know, what things need to be improved. And sometimes the places are just great, great, wonderful places. But it's like the hotel that I just went to that was so gorgeous, and they're closing for a renovation. It's like, what are you people going to renovate? The place is gorgeous, you know, but there is this, we can all, you know, we're always improving, we're always refreshing. And I love the concept that if you want to improve 100%, find 100 things that need improving and improve everyone 1%. Because it's very, you can't, you know, overnight, you can't go from being this to that. But if you improve, if you keep an eye on each thing and see, now, how can I make this better? And the only way you can do that is if you actually hang out there. And it's very hard to do. Like, for your example, if, you know, the headquarters were in Texas and you're, what, 1,800, 2,000 miles away or whatever, you know, it's very difficult to get a handle and really understand and be able to empathize with what is it like to really be the guest here and what is it like to be the person on staff here so that you can give the kind of support that's necessary to make it all dazzling. I have a feeling you dazzle people.
I don't know about that, but you know, I think the other thing that we offer that is probably unique, and I think it's to your first point why it's sort of tied to a family business, is that our time horizon is much longer. You know, we've owned some of these hotels for 30, 40 years. So we're able to understand that customer and make the changes. We're able to hire and build operating teams that can ride through cycles. But, you know, in our industry, there's been, as you know, so much consolidation and acquisition, and private equity funds and REITs have come in, and it's an investment class right now. So things are being bought and sold, you know, on the various market cycles. And I think it's really hard to keep the continuity with the customer and the continuity with your employee if the ownership is changing and the philosophy is changing every 3, 4, 5 years. I think that's been a competitive advantage for us for the last decade or so.
We're going to take a quick commercial break and come right back and wind up this hour with Greg Alden, the president and CEO of Woodside Hotels in Northern California. If you're headed out to the West Coast, have a look at the map and check out places like Carmel and Monterey and Santa Cruz and Palo Alto and Pacific Heights and Walnut Creek and Yonkville, I love saying that, and Calistoga. And then I left one out on the Sonoma Coast, and that would be Bodega Bay Lodge. I just love the name. I want to dance to it. We'll be right back. This is Stephanie Abrams. Don't leave.
Get your tickets now for a very special Boston Pop season at Symphony Hall. Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops present a season-long tribute to the legendary John Williams with 10 concerts featuring his film scores from E.T., Jaws, Raiders, Star Wars, Harry Potter, and more. And it's a season filled with exciting debuts, beginning opening night May 10th with special guest Queen Latifah. America's Orchestra of the Boston Pops has your table waiting. Call 888-266-1200 or visit bostonpops.org. Sponsored by Fidelity Investments.
What's your next great vacation plan? Did you know that from Hartford, you can fly to over 25 destinations in Europe with Aer Lingus, Ireland's four-star airline, so you could breeze through Bradley and dance through Dublin, all the way to the sights of Paris, Amsterdam, Frankfurt, or London, or stop over in Ireland and squeeze in an extra vacation. And naturally, wherever you choose to fly to, you'll enjoy our award-winning Irish hospitality on board. When Smart wants great value fares to Europe, Smart flies Aer Lingus. Book now at aerlingus.com.
This is Stephanie Abrams introducing you to Ireland's ancient East, where you'll immerse yourself in enchanted sights reflecting over 5,000 years of history. Jump into Ireland and engage in personal experiences at sites with history from the dawn of civilization. Experience Boyne Valley at Newgrange, a site older than the pyramids. Visit early Christian sites of Clonmacnoise, Glendalough, and Tintern Abbey in County Wexford, Kilkenny's Medieval Mile, Waterford's Viking Quarter, and Long Crew Passage Tombs in County Meath. Ireland's Ancient East, a never-ending adventure into history with pampering modern amenities and delicious meals prepared by skilled chefs using wholesome Irish food products along your route. Ireland's Ancient East awaits you. Start planning at Ireland.com.
Is getting a degree on your bucket list, but you've got a life, a job, family, stuff you can't put on hold to go back to school? Grantham University gets it. For over 65 years, Grantham's delivered affordable, relevant college and advanced degree programs to the men and women of our military. Let that sink in a moment. If they can deliver a quality education to a service member in a tent in Afghanistan, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. Grantham is accredited and 100% online, so they're built to be flexible to make sure you can fit an education into your already busy life. Call Grantham today to find out how easy it is to get started on your education and check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-910-0850. That's 800-910-0850. Grantham University. Flexible. Affordable. Relevant. Call 800-910-0850.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370.
This is a commercial message.
If you're suffering from pain, especially back pain or knee pain, you can get relief with a back or knee brace at little to no cost to you. We are Complete Healthcare Services, and we have access to the nation's premier suppliers of high-end braces and pharmacy services. We can also evaluate your pain to get a clearer picture of your insurance coverage for free. Complete Healthcare Services can help you determine the safe and right medication for your pain. Call Complete Healthcare Services now and let us help you become pain-free so you can be active again. Experienced agents are available to help you day or night, and there are no age restrictions. Everything may be covered by your insurance, including Medicare plans, so there is little to no cost to you.
Call now and get free shipping. Plus, we'll include a set of heavy resistance bands to help improve your flexibility and endurance. Call 800-550-9851, 800-550-9851, 800-550-9851.
Biz Talk Radio.
Cocktails for two. As we enjoy a cigarette.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I am thrilled to have on the line with me the most patient man in North America. This isn't a term you can apply in general to people whose titles are presidents and CEOs, who are people with entrepreneurial spirits who in the 21st century are facing minute-to-minute changes in the business world and changes in politics, economics, news, there's all kinds of fashion trends. All of these things affect people traveling and where they go. But I can tell you that Northern California is one of those places that holds its charm. And the funny thing is that decades ago, California was never a place that appealed to me. I'd never been there. But in my mentality, when you get past the palm trees, what could be there? And when my son was probably 4 months old, my husband announced that he needed to take a business trip to California. He was going to be gone 3 weeks. And I really did not wish to be 3,000 miles away in the winter. This was January, with a four-month-old that, you know, the snowstorm and get to the doctor and all that stuff. And I said, yeah, well, I'm coming too. So I packed up my son and his traveling booties, and off we went to California. And we were there 3 weeks. And by the end of the first week, I was shopping for houses. There, that was, without a doubt, a destination that shocked me by its seductiveness. It is such a gorgeous state. And it almost doesn't matter what part you go to, and every part is very different from every other part. But Greg's family focused with Woodside Hotels on Northern California. And Greg, I mean, places like Carmel and Monterey, these are places that, well, isn't Hearst Castle in Carmel or somewhere in between Carmel and Monterey there on the coastline? I mean, this is just, you know, it's a fairy tale destination. And then you have places that, you know, you're just up to your neck in grapes. In the Napa Sonoma area, and do you have a personal preference? If you were going to take some time off incognito and just disappear into one of your hotels, do you secretly have a passion for one over the others?
Yeah,
but you don't want to tell me, is that it?
I don't want to say it, but no, I love the Sonoma Coast. Our Bodega Bay Lodge is on this bluff that overlooks. It's really cool. It overlooks four different bodies of water. Overlooks the Pacific Ocean, which overlooks Bodega Bay, which is a bay. overlooks Bodega Harbor and a wetlands and a marshland. So you have this confluence of four bodies of water that all come together right off the front of the property, and you get the rugged coastline. You're proximate to the Russian River and the Sonoma Coast wine regions, which make great Pinot Noir and Chardonnay. A lot of the craft farm movement, the cheeses that are coming out of northern Marin County, and the produce and the poultry that's coming out of Petaluma. Just an incredible area for both natural beauty as well as food and wine, and most importantly, it just feels off the grid. You know, here in Northern California, we're so embedded in technology and the evolutions of our society that are happening out of San Francisco and Berkeley and Silicon Valley, that to be able to drive an hour north of the city and just feel, you know, a million miles away, to me, that's heaven.
Isn't Petaluma where Snoopy lived or used to go for some event? Don't they do a Snoopy festival or something in Petaluma?
I think they do. Charles Schulz, the creator, used to live up in that area. I think he lived in Santa Rosa. So, you know, it wouldn't surprise me.
Somewhere probably in a box in my attic that hasn't been opened since I don't know how many moves ago. You ever move? Every time you move, you put things in a box, and you pay to move that box, and when you get to your next destination, you don't know what to do with it, so you stick it in the attic, and the next time you move, it moves again, and it's like a treasure chest. You have no idea what's in the box. But somewhere, I have a box of little treasures, which includes things like exams that I got A's on and papers that I wrote that I thought were brilliant that I couldn't possibly throw out. And somewhere in wherever that box is, I may get motivated this year to go rummage in the attic and see if I can find it. I have a letter that Charles Schulz wrote me.
Oh, about, wow.
Yeah, and that is a real treasure. That personal note for him. I thought that was amazing because I sent him something. And I was actually teaching at the time, and I had my elementary school kids. I've taught everything from kindergarten to college. And that teach people how to travel, so it all works. But I had them do their own books that were in the Snoopy tradition of the kind of books that he did. And the books were amazing. These were kids from very, very difficult, poor neighborhoods, and almost all of them were foster children, and which is how the people locally paid their mortgages. But these people cared about these kids, which was, you know, wasn't just about the money. But without having a foster child, they couldn't have kept the house. It's that simple. But I sent these books that they wrote off to him, and he wrote me back the most beautiful personal note. Tragically, it's God knows where. I'll find it one day. But I think Petaluma, and I think of Charles Schulz. But I think every year they run a kind of Snoopy festival or something. I should find out about that.
You should. You know, you enjoy. They just opened up a few years ago a Charles Schulz Museum right in Santa Rosa. And that's about 45 minutes, actually right in the middle between our property on the Sonoma Coast and the property we operate in Calistoga. It's about 45 minutes from both properties. And it's a really lovely museum.
Well, you're really sitting right in the right neighborhood for going to visit all kinds of wonderful things. And people, I don't drink. You know, I make sommeliers crazy when they come to the table in fancy restaurants and they want my order. And I tell them, I want a 1986. And their ears pick up because that was a good year in Europe. See, in California, it's always a good year. The weather is not as dramatically changing as it has been in Europe traditionally. And so I always ask for a 1986 Diet Coke with no ice. But when we were in, but you don't have to be a wine lover, although if you do enjoy wine, it'll really enhance the experience to go to the Napa Sonoma area. And you've got two hotels to choose from, or is it more?
We have two properties in the Napa Valley, in Yountville and in Calistoga, and then we operate one on the Sonoma Coast, which would cover a lot of wineries in Sonoma County. So,
and every one of those wineries are amazing. Some of them look like you're in Tuscany, Italy. There's one, what's it called? The Castillo Amoroso. You think you're in Avila, Spain. It is, you know, you're in California and you are transported to Europe. It's just incredible. You know, we ran out of time. Stay with me. This is Stephanie Abrams, and we're flying high.
Come fly with me. Let's fly. Pack off, let's fly away.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.